Okay, so we're picking up on Maseches Brachos, Daf Beis, near the bottom. When we last left off, we had spent pretty much the whole Amud trying to figure out if we could reconcile our Mishnah with the Braisa in terms of the starting time for Kriya Shema. The Mishnah had said you start saying Kriya Shema from the time that the Kohanim Nichnas Lechel B'Trumasan, the Kohanim eat their Truma. Then we had a Braisa which said it's the time that the Ani comes in to eat his bread and salt, and we're trying to figure out could those be the same time or not. We had three braisas, and at the end of the story, we actually had the final braisa at five shitas, which nailed it shut, since two of the five shitas talked about the Kohen being Torah and being able to eat his truma, and the Ani comes to eat his bread with salt. So obviously, they can't be the same time, so we nailed that one shut. The problem is, you know, by the law of unintended consequences, we solved one problem, but we actually opened up three new ones. The braisa inside, maybe it's worth reading again, and just there's a lot of moving pieces. Opened up a few cans of worms. It said, May Masai, reading from the Bryce, that's more or less two-thirds of the way down the page on the base, we saw it yesterday. It says, May Masai Matchil Mikros Shema Ba'arvin, from when can you say Shema? Mishah Shekidesh Hayom Ba'arve Shabbosos, from the time that you make Kiddush on Friday night, the day comes in, that's Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. And that ostensibly would be, let's call it the beginning of Ben Shmashas, right? Once you have a suffix, when the day and night, our days come to an end, the night's begun, of course you have to worry about Shabbos, and therefore you have no point in going on then, you have to stop for Shabbos. So that's at the beginning of Banish Mashas, and that's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the big problem is, we had Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, and he seemed to say something different. That he said over there, ostensibly he was talking about it being from eating the Truma. So that's problem number one. But the Braisa didn't, of course, address that point. I was putting problem number one on the table. Then it's Rabbi Yeshua Meir Mishasher Kohanim Mitaharim Lechol B'Trumasan. Rabbi Yeshua said it's when the Kohanim eat their Truma. That's like the same Shita as we have in our Mishnah. Good, that's number two. Then Rabbi Meir Omer Mishasher Kohanim Tovlin. When the Kohen goes into the mikvah, while it's still daytime, Lechol B'Trumasan, so he can become Torah when he gets hair of Shemesh. Now the problem with that, Amalur Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, Valo, what are you talking about? Kohanim Ba'od Yomim Tovlin. The Kohen has to go to the mikvah when it's still daytime. And if it's still daytime, how in the world could daytime be the time for Shechiva, bedtime? That's not going to work. So that's a bit of a big problem on Rabbi Meir. The Braisa here doesn't follow it up. It just puts it on the table. So a second problem. And the truth is, you have a third problem. Because Rabbi Meir, if you're paying attention, the second Braisa from earlier, higher up on the page, you look at it, it's like there's a star at the beginning of the line. Let's say it's a quarter of the way down the page. It says, Me'el Masai Matchil Nikros Kriyashma Ba'arvis. Same question. And it answers, Mishah Shebnei Adam Nechnas Nechol Piton Barbe Shabbatos Dibre Rev Meir. So there's Rev Meir saying it's a different time when people start to eat their bread eat their meal on Shabbos, which is certainly not daytime. It's on Shabbos time. So how in the world are we going to resolve that problem for Rev Meir? It's another problem we got to deal with. And then the mission went on to continue on after a beautiful question. This is Rev Chanina. Omer Mishah Shebani Nechnas Lechol Pito B'melach. That's the same time we had in the original Braisa. When the Ani eats, that's what nailed it shut, that it can't be that the Kohen and the Ani eat at the same time, because there's a Machlokas here. And finally, a fifth Shita, which is Rabbi Achai, Vamar Rabbi Acha, Omer, Mishasha Rov Bnei Adam Nechnasim Lehesed, when most people recline to eat. It actually seems to be Machlokas. Rashi tells us what exactly that's referring to. Rashi seems to learn, we're talking about, you know, any night of the week, and Tosfos influence Dafka and Shabbos. Okay? Fine. Those are the moving pieces. So now, the Gemara starts with a question. Now I'm skipping down. The Gemara sealed it shut. It said, obviously, you can't resolve the problem. But at least, can we solve this? Now, the last word on the line, about, say, 10 more lines up, 8 lines up, whatever it was, last word on the line is, hey. So it says, wait a second. If we can't resolve which is, we can't reconcile the Ani eating his bread and the Kohen going, becoming Torah and eating his Truma, that's fine, but at least tell me, Hey Minayu Mochar, which one is later? Which is the later time? Mistavra, the Gemara says, it's reasonable to assume, the Ani Mochar, that the Ani's time must, the Ani eating his bread and salt must be later. Di Amat the Ani Muktam, if you say the Ani is earlier in the evening, then that's highly unlikely. Why? Because Rabbi Chanina Han Rabbi Eliezer, that would make Rabbi Chanina Shita in the Braisa and Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Braisa be the same time. Why? Look inside again. Rabbi Eliezer Shita was Mishash Akida Shom Barbe Shavasos. When you make Kiddush, at least that's going to be, let's call it, Banish Masha's time. Okay? The fourth states. And Rabbi Chanina said that the time is Mishasha Ani Nichnas Afal Pita B'melach, eating the Ani, eating the salt with bread and salt. So if you're going to push that time to being before Tesu Kochavim, that's going to put you into Banish Mashas time. So it'll seem that then Banish Mashas is going to be the same time both Rabbi Eliezer and or Rabbi Chanina. Therefore, you don't want to be earlier, and therefore must be later. Now, of course, it's certainly possible that they have two different, you know, they're 5 minutes apart. That's conceivable. But it's mistaver, not reasonably, not likely. The reason why is because they're not working with you know, digital clocks. They don't have such precise time. So we're going to have one time going to be when it's still daytime, one time at Shkia, one time in Banish Mash, one time at Seis, and then this time will be later on in the evening. And what we said before, that the Ani, we said the Ani is unusual because he doesn't want to pay for energy costs, right? He can't afford the artificial lighting. So we assumed that it must be earlier in the evening when it's still light to eat. So it stands to me now, it's going to come out then that it must be eating, that the Ani is eating last thing he does. In other words, what will happen is the Ani uses whatever artificial light he can get, he can get to do his housework. And then when it's dark, nothing left to do, you can't be productive, so you'll eat and go to sleep. That's what will come out. Fine. Okay. So, therefore, Elala Shma Mina, the Ani Mu'ukhar, Shma Mina. Therefore, it comes out, the Ani must be the later time. Okay, that's that. Fine. Now, back to our original problems. So first of all, we're going to re-quote. Here's Amar Mar, and here's Amar Mar in the normal sense of the usage of the term. The master said, it's a re-quote from a Braisa. Here it is, quote, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda objected to Rabbi Meir, and he said, V'halo, what are you talking about? Kohanim Miba'od Yom Hem Tovlim. The Kohanim have to go to be Tovel the Mikvah when it's still daytime. So that says the Gemara, Shapir Amar Le. That's a great question. It's a great question. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Meir. So, Rabbi Meir, what's he going to answer? It seems an unsolvable problem. If you're going to have the Kohanim have to go to the mikvah in the daytime, how is it conceivable? The sun shining in the sky.
Does he have to? Like, does it mean that he has to go in the daytime, or it's mutar?
Well, he won't. If he goes after daytime, he has to. For good, Pasuk said from yesterday, he has to go to the mikvah before Bia Shemesh. So, if he went after the sunset, it's too late. He's mikvah during day before Bia Shemesh. That's not going to work. So, Rabbi Meir is ostensibly stumped, but Rabbi Meir says, "What are you talking about, Rabbi Meir?" Hachik Amarle, this was what Rav Meir would say to him if he could. This obviously happened later, but if they were having a discussion, this would be his response. Mi Savrat, do you think the Ana Abenash Mashas di Dach Kamina? Do you really think I hold of your Abenash Mashas? There's actually Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When and how long Abenash Mashas is? Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one who's asking on Rabbi Meir, when Abenash Mashas is an extended period of time. How long? It's a discussion. Half, a third, two thirds of a mil. That's a number of minutes, and therefore, he said, and before that it's daytime. Then you have Banish Mashas, you have whatever, every minutes it is, and then you'll have night. So, Rabbi Yehuda thinking, wait a second, if you're doing it before Banish Mashas, it's still daytime, that's, how could that possibly be bedtime? However, Rabbi Meir says, I don't hold for your Banish Mashas, I hold of the Banish Mashas of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, right, Ana a Banish Mashas Rabbi Yossi, Kamina, I hold like Rabbi Yossi Banish Mashas, Dam Rabbi Yossi. Banish Mashas Keherif Ayin. The time for Banish Mashas, the time of the day which is neither day nor night, it's a Suffolk time. Keherif Ayin, it's like the blink of an eye. Zeh Nichnas Zeh Yotzi. It ends day and begins night, like in a moment. And therefore, Yev Shal Amodulav. It's so short you couldn't even like say now before it's gone. That being the case, what's the big deal? He's saying that the Kohen will go a minute before nighttime, and so what's so bad about saying that, you know, that bedtime starts a second before night proper? And the truth is actually the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Hey actually comes out, it has a discussion, but it comes out the Maskana, that Rabbi Yossi's Banish Mashas, actually that instant happens after Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Mashas is finished. So what's the big deal already? It's nighttime. Fine. Okay. So Rabbi Meir has a great answer to tell you why it's not a problem for him to say that the starting time for Kriya Shema is when the Kohanim go into the mikvah, because it's moments before, right, just even 1 minute before it says. But even if that's logically true, it's still not internally consistent. Kashter Rav Meir Adar Rav Meir. Rav Meir contradicted himself. How are you going to solve that problem? Because Rav Meir again before, look back again, he said in one place, in the second Braisa, he said, it's Mishash B'nei Adam Nechnas Nechal Pitan Ba'arvei Shavasos, when you eat bread on Erev Shabbos. Well, that's certainly not before the sun sets, and I mean, certainly not before it says, so certainly not before Banish Mashas. That's way too early to start Shabbos, right? So I can solve that one. So the Gemara says, you're right, that is an unsolvable problem. Trey Tanai leave with Rav Meir. It's there are two different sources for a mayor in the Tanaim, amongst the people who are quoted in the Brises, and they actually had a dispute amongst themselves of when Rav Meir held the starting time for Kriyat Shema was. So you can't solve the problem. It's a machlokas, what Rav Meir said. Now, second problem we had is Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah seemed to say that the starting time is from the 8th of Truma. And now in this third price here at the bottom, Rabbi Eliezer said, Mishasha Kidash Hayom Ba'arve Shabbasas, which is going to be Banish Mashal time, it's earlier. How can you solve that problem? So, Gemara says, first of all, maybe Trey Tanai Libet Rabbi Eliezer. Same thing, a machlokas of what the students of Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer said. That's possibility A. Possibility B, V'iboy Seima, I can give you a different answer. Perhaps Reisha of our Mishnah is Lav Rabbi Eliezer He. Maybe you read the Mishnah all wrong. Look at the Mishnah again. Maybe there's two parts to the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah simply says, Meimus like Kur and Shema Ba'arvin, when is Shema said in the evening? Misha Shekhan Nechnesim Lecho B'Trumasan. End of story. Period. That's it. And no one's arguing. Everyone's saying it starts from Tetz Kochavim. And then, when's the cutoff time? Opinion number one, Atol from Ashmur Rishon, that's Rabbi Eliezer, and then opinion two, the Chum, and opinion three, from the Gamliel. So read it like that. And we never heard from the Mishnah at all what Rabbi Eliezer said, and now you find out what he said. He actually disagrees with the Mishnah, and he holds the time is from when he said Kiddush and Erev Shabbos. Fine.